Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk New York sports with us. 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business. I got to run to keep
rolling. And I'm bound to keep on. A little bit there in the daylight. I'm like a vampire. I'm not used to it. That's right. McMonagle here at 7 o'clock. It's a five-hour midnight ride. Well, to midnight. You know, there's Christmas in July. There's midnight at 7 p.m. That's right. Filling in for Keith. You got Paul on the other side. Blasting the music. Being the jerk that he is. Taking you till midnight. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. Let me just say this. I know what you're doing, Loogie. If you guys are listening, I know what he's doing. Talking about the Yankees being the best team. The Yankees are going to be the team that saves the city. The Yankees are this. The Yankees are that. And he happens to be 100% right. But I know where it's coming from. It's coming from a deep, dark place of hatred. And that's, you know what? Let's start there with the fans here. Because there's been a lot of... For whatever reason here, thank you very much for the stink, Paul. There's been a lot of talk here about whether it's comparing teams to 1994, whether it's the garden party of the Knicks and the Rangers, which there was a great comparison there, whether now it's the team that's going to take us to the top, whether now it seems to be a big discussion and we can't seem to figure out how to justify seasons, right? And I was on the overnight last night, so technically I was on earlier this morning, and I told you how I feel about it. The New York Rangers, it's very difficult for me. And while it might be easier for some, it's very difficult for me to look back on this Rangers season as we put it to bed now and look back on it and go, well, it was a great ride and we had so much fun and they were so good and they, you know, from the beginning of the year, they jumped out to that early lead and their first 18 games, they won like 16 of them. It was incredible from wire to wire. They were one of the best teams, if not the best team in hockey. They figured out a way to get Igor playing his best hockey late in the year. Panarin changed and started to shoot more, and it showed, and everything they got, and all the wins and everything. Oh, what a wonder to play in the Eastern Conference Finals and take it to a Game 6, and we're supposed to be happy with it. Well, I'm not happy, and I'm still not happy. I might not be broken like Sean Marash, but I am not happy. And it's hard for me. And now as we look at the, for some reason, you know, to compare the Knicks and Rangers is the thing right now. And the Knicks, well, listen, they were such a gritty group, and they fought and clawed, and they did it with the injuries while the Rangers were healthy. And the difference is their stars just didn't show up. And the Knicks, well, they were just at the end. I mean, they were just beat up, and what could you possibly expect? And we're ultimately, both of them failed us. It's okay to say that. Let's just be honest. Losing that Pacers series was a failure, no matter how you look at it, how you justify it, how you try and come to terms with it. And it's the same thing with the New York Rangers. They failed. This team was the best team in hockey. They won the President's Trophy. They had the most points. And suddenly I'm supposed to sit around and go, well, the Panthers knew how to play them, and they shut down Panarin. And if you look at it, Panarin really opened up Lafreniere and this and that, and, you know, oh, he had 112 points. Let's look back at all the fun we had and just say, hey, we happen not to match up well with the Panthers. Well, I say poppycock. I'm sorry. This team that was supposed to be the best team, you want to look at it anyway, and now the Yankees are in this spot, and we have to try and figure out what we want from the New York Yankees. And hey, listen, it's wow, it's better than it's ever been. And it's so much fun. And Juan Soto changes the whole dynamic, and they've got swag, and they've got this, and they've got that. And judging Soto are going to give us the M&M boys of the early 1960s, and we haven't seen anything like it since Ruth and Garrig. And while that's all true, we know where it leads. We know where it leads. And if you're going to be a Knick team that's going to go out there and make us believe in you despite the injuries, overcoming the Randall issue, overcoming the Mitch Robinson, overcoming all these things, and then get to a series against an underdog six seed when you worked your way up to be the two seed and you lose that series, I don't care why, I'm disappointed. And if you want to be the best team in the NHL and Panarin's going to have 112 points and he's going to change his game and shoot more and Lafreniere is going to finally show some glimpses of being that first overall pick, and you know what you get from Kreider on the penalty kill and the power play. And the same thing with Zibanejad. He plays the entire ice, and he's so important to the team. And the new coach came in and changed everything. Chris Drury recognized the coach, needed to go. And they brought in, you know, Peter Laviolette, and suddenly everything changed, and the team was awesome, and it was fun every night. And then when they get to a series against the Florida Panthers, you just go, well, what are you going to do? Panarin needs space. I mean, they took his space away, Chris. What do you expect? Like, there's a level that you have to expect these teams. And since we're all hyped up on the New York Yankees, who happen to have an off night tonight, so they can't win, unfortunately. And they're about to take on the Minnesota Twins, who you know what happens when they play the Twins. It's more, I mean, the Generals have a better chance against the Globetrotters than the Twins have against the Yankees. But as we are in this season, and I'll be the first to tell you, this Yankee season is different. And I was on just before, when Evan brought me on a little bit to talk about the how I feel about the urgency or change in philosophy, or however you want to put it. Their urgency, to me, and the way they've attacked every single game, and I know a lot of fans, you know, there were punt lineups last year. I don't like that term, but let's just call it that for the argument's sake. There were games like Sunday where the New York Yankees would have said, hey, let's give some guys a blow here. Because you know what? We've already had a successful West Coast trip. Even if we lose this game, we're 6-3 on a West Coast trip. That's pretty damn good. Hey, we've already won this series against the Giants, right? We got a day off tomorrow. This is a perfect opportunity, flying home off a West Coast trip. Let's give some guys some days. Let's get an opportunity here to get the double off day. That was the previous Yankee thought process, and now that's changed. And while I appreciate that change, and while we're watching Soto, who is a New York Yankee, and I don't want to hear about what he's going to do in the offseason. That'll eventually happen. We can talk about it if you want at 888-808-1019. But for me, he is a New York Yankee right now. He's playing like an MVP. And him and Judge are making you think of Gehrig and Ruth. And the pitching staff, without Gerrit Cole, we all know this. Even the bullpen, Clay Holmes has been incredible. Verdugo actually is a left fielder. And he's not an infielder turned into a left fielder. Or he's not Joey Gallo. He's not Aaron Hicks. He's the legitimately good, maybe just below all-star caliber player. He solidified the team. Stanton stayed healthy. You have to manufacture reasons. Rizzo makes an error, and suddenly Rizzo's the main problem with this team. That's where they are with the New York Yankees. That's how good they are. But ultimately, and I don't want to hear about the sport and the money and the no cap and what the Yankees have been, and how much money chicken buckets cost. Ultimately, you know what? When you're the President's Trophy winner, you're in the same boat as the New York Yankees. Right? When you're a Knicks team that has Jalen Brunson, and we want to talk about how he's become the best player in the NBA, one of the best players in the NBA, and drag that team to his two seed, and you have a home game series against a team that went on to get embarrassed in the Eastern Conference Finals, you have to win that series. If you're the New York Rangers and you have all these stars in this high sky scoring offense and the most come-from-behind victories and the most points in the league and the best regular season in your franchise history that dates back to the turn of the century, then you have to win that series. And the New York Yankees are going to have a great regular season, and I have no doubt. And I do believe there's a lot different between this team and previous iterations that have lost in the playoffs over the last couple of years. And I believe in this offense more than I believed in any offense because of Juan Soto, because of Verdugo, because, hey, if there's an issue, you got Jason Dominguez, who's finishing up a rehab assignment. Volpe is having a second year like Andrew Thomas for the New York Giants or Bobby Witt Jr. for the Kansas City Royals, where he's emerged into the player we all thought he could be, the player that, you know, George, that, Brian Cashman was getting killed for not replacing with all the big-time free agent shortstops that they let pass. They let Carlos Correa go. They let Seager go, who's an incredible player. They let all these guys go so they could pay Judge, and they could pay Cole, and they can pay Juan Soto, and they can have a young, emerging superstar at shortstop, homegrown and cheap for the next handful of years. And it's a good mixture of athleticism and youth and veteran and power and speed and contact and all of it. And the starting pitching right now with the additions they've made and the way it's gone here and the emergence of Luis Gil, who's a blessing, and watching this team, I feel like this team is as good as any of these teams. And yeah, are they the team that's going to bring us a championship and end the streak? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. When they do, I don't think we're going to be having discussions on how we view the season. And I don't know why the Garden Party, as great as it was and as much fun as it was and as great as it was every night, a playoff game there, Tuesday night, Rangers, Wednesday night Knicks, Thursday night Rangers, Friday night Knicks. It was incredible and it was so much fun. And they had great wins. They had great come from behind, last second, hold your breath, overtime. Amazing wins, amazing run. It's great. But at the end of it, we've seemed to somehow have a misconception about how we treat losing around here. Because the Yankees don't get the benefit of the doubt. I don't think right now is the Mets are falling apart, but when they lose the World Series, they don't get the benefit of the doubt. This was an opportunity for this Ranger team that's the best team in the NHL. And they blew it. They absolutely blew it. And their stars in the core of this team moving forward, much like we questioned Judge, he's got to come through in the postseason. And Gleyber Torres is a proven non-postseason performer. And this core of Yankees have failed over and over and over again in the postseason, and we question it, and that's why changes were demanded from the fan base. Well, how many times do the Rangers have to lose? How many times does Panarin have to come up small? How many times before you think it's more than just tweaking? Before it's just, you know, Trouba's a real problem, and I don't know what I don't. You know, they're gonna have to figure out something. Adam Fox had a lower body injury, and like, there's a million reasons why you lose. It's never just clear cut and dry. But the fact of the matter is they got there by scoring goals. They got here by their dynamic power play, who went away. They got there by 112 points from their superstar Panarin, and he didn't show up. Plain and simple. And they got outworked on every single rebound. They got out-toughed. They got out-hit. And if you're just telling me, well, Florida plays a brand of hockey that the Rangers can't compete with, well, that's a major problem, is it not? Or should we just hope that, you know, eventually they'll go through a playoff and not face a team that plays the level or a caliber of hockey that the Florida Panthers play? Or do you need to make serious changes inside this team? But as I listen out the course of the day, it feels like both of these teams, the Garden Party, I think the Knicks particularly because they've been trashed for 30-plus years, but even this Ranger team is getting the benefit of the doubt when other teams in this city do not. And failure is failure. And blown opportunity is blown opportunity. And they might not have, and they might have a hard cap. And they might not have the history of the money the Yankees have. But they were the best team in hockey. And if you want to tell me losing three straight to the Florida Panthers is okay, and you want to look back on it as a positive thing because, hey, the regular season was a lot of fun, all right. How do we look back on 2019 with the New York Yankees? When everybody went down, they lost everybody. Stanton played like 12 games. Judge missed, you know, almost half the season. And Duhar played like six games before tearing his shoulder. And they were winning with the likes of Mike Tauchman and Gio Urshela and Luke Voigt and Cameron Maben. Those are the guys who stepped up and won 100-plus games at the New York Yankees. And then they won game one against the Astros in the ALCS, and we were all riding high. And Gleyber Torres is going to be the next great young superstar inside baseball. Then they lost that series. Do we look back at the 2019 Yankees and say, hey, it was really fun watching them score all those runs with nobodies? Hey, it was a remarkable what they were able to achieve despite all the injuries. No, we do not. No, we do not. And this New York team, as fun as it is right now, and I'm having fun, and I'm going to spend a lot of time today talking about how we should enjoy the ride. And we should. Enjoy it. enjoy what we're watching, because honestly, we're watching the best duo since the Eminem Boys. We're watching, in my opinion, the best physical talent and best player to put on the pinstripe since Mickey Mantle and Aaron Judge. And right now, they're playing a brand of baseball that's heads and shoulders above anybody else in the league. And I'm going to enjoy every second of it. But if it doesn't end with a parade, we know how to view it. And somehow we've lost our way along the lines when it comes to the Rangers or the Knicks. There is a sense of enjoyment while it's happening. Hell, I enjoyed the hell out of that Philadelphia series against the 76ers. That was great. It was the most fun we've had as Knicks fans in 20 years. And yes, they lost guys to injuries, but they lost. And this Ranger team, what a wild ride. All these come-from-behind victories, the third periods and the way they played, and the power play, and wire-to-wire is the President's President's Trophy winner, and Igor emerging after Quick gave you this great, you know, Quick saves the season, and all the different things that went on that made this year a lot of fun. And the emergence of Rempe and the record with Rempe and the physical nature and all the fights and everything that was fun about this team. Sure, enjoy it. We could talk about it, but ultimately, this is a failure. And I don't know if you need to delete your Twitter or be broken, but you need to recognize what it is. A failure and a missed opportunity. And if the Yankees go the same way they've gone forever, I'm not going to harken back and go, well, I mean, what a ride it was with Judge and Soto. I mean, I hope it continues. I hope the ride with Soto continues for the next 20 years.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But failure is failure. And I feel like we've talked about the drought of championships, and it's gotten to the point where we can't a lot of us have trouble recognizing failure. There's limits to failure, sure. If the Rangers would have lost to the Capitals, bigger level of failure. If they would have lost to Carolina, bigger level of failure. If the Knicks would have lost to Philadelphia, bigger level of failure. But the ride is the ride while it's on. The roller coaster is fun. Your hands are in the air while it's moving. When it comes to an end, you either like the ride or you didn't. You either got hit in the face by a pigeon or you didn't. That was a weird analogy, so I'll end it there. 717-888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. We'll take a couple of calls before we get to our first break. Let's go to Frank and Syosset. What's up, Frank?
It's my first time talking to you, Chris.
Well, thank you for making the call, Frank. What's the matter? You can't stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning? What are you doing? What are you doing, Frank, that's so busy? You can't stay up till 3:30 in the morning and give me a call.
You're right. At 65, no, you're not going to find me at 3:30 in the morning.
At this point, at 65, I hope you can find me at 3:30 in the morning.
Listen, I agree with everything you said about the Yankees. I'm just enjoying the ride. I'm taking it game by game. I listen to it on the radio. I don't watch it on the tube. I enjoy Justin Shackle and Susan Wallman are remarkable, and the other, what's the other new one? Emmanuel
Babari.
Yeah, very good, very good.
Very good. Well, now that we've established we like the broadcast, what about the team, Frank?
Well, I agree with everything you said. That's how I started off. I'm just enjoying the ride. They're amazing. The team is amazing. You left out Stanton. He's been contributing a lot. I mean,
no doubt.
Yeah. I just, if I can mention just a couple of concerns. And anytime you mention a concern on the fan, the host always revert back. Well, they're 42 and 19.
No, I think
I understand that. But I listened to the games, and I think a couple of my concerns, a couple of small red flags are, I think that they got to tighten up the infield when it comes to errors, like a ball falling in a night or two ago. Torres or LeMay didn't know who was going to get the ball. It was infield fly rule.
Right, so it didn't matter.
Torres, it didn't matter that time. But I think Torres has something like 7 or 8 errors this year. Volpe's got 5 or 6. I think if it goes to the postseason, things like that might.
Well, I mean, sure, listen, you can't make errors, and thank you for the call. And I understand the concerns. You forgot to mention the biggest defensive concern, which is Anthony Rizzo. Gleyber Torres is definitely a concern. I think over the course of the year, he ends up, in my opinion, he's an overall positive second baseman defensively. I think he gets to a lot of balls. I just think that the ones he misses come off as cavalier and absolutely tend to happen at critical moments. I've said this before about Gleyber. I don't expect him to be with the Yankees next year. I think he's a talent, but he's not as talented or as good as we hoped he would be, or doesn't have the promise that he was supposed to have, coming over from the Cubs in that trade for Chapman. He never reached that potential. I don't think he ever will, but he's still a damn good player. And they need him this year. But moving forward, they're not going to be able to pay him if they want to pay Soto. This is probably the last year with him. And I do think there is an element to his game where he just makes these critical mistakes too often. Too often. But I don't think you can move on from him. I don't. I think they need him. I think he will get better offensively. I just don't think he's a problem. And before you tell me, I don't care, the offense is so good, just put out a very sound second baseman, I caution you. Watch this team. Tell me why they've lost in the playoffs year after year. Tell me why. Offense. So before we're quick to just jettison Gleyber Torres, who even, I think he'll come out of this, malaise a little bit. Last year he was one of the top 5 offensive second basemen in the game. Before you're ready to jettison offense in the favor of a light-hitting second baseman who can play the position, just remember that they need as much offense as humanly possible, and it's always why they lose. And I know they've added Juan Soto, but they've had Judge, who's been the best hitter in the world, had the greatest offensive season we've ever seen, and then went ice cold against the Astros. So I'm playing as much offense as I can get. But you're Anthony, and then Volpe, don't even mention, I know he's made a couple throwing errors. Volpe is brilliant defensively, brilliant. He's been great. He's been better than last year, even with the early errors. He's gotten to balls, he's got great range. I am not worried about Volpe defensively at all. And then if you look at the other places in the defense, Verdugo is an excellent, I think he leads Major League Baseball left fielders in runs saved. And Judge is perfectly fine out in center field. And Soto has been far better than people advertised. We watched Juan Soto, of course. We saw him in the World Series. We saw him, 19 times a season against the Mets. We've seen him here and there in highlights. And then when he went to San Diego, we saw a little bit less. But we saw him from time to time. We knew how great he was. But we just were told, slow, unathletic, and a terrible outfielder who's going to be a DH within a year or two. And I'm sorry. I've seen far better than that in right field. I mean, from the opening series against Houston with the play at the plate, his arm is better than I thought. He moves better than I thought. He runs the bases better than I thought, or at least than I was told. He's been great. So I think overall defensively, I think they're good. I think Gleyber Torres is a little bit of an issue in big moments, and I do think Rizzo's defense, while still being okay, I guess, has fallen off from the platinum glove, gold glove caliber first baseman he's been his whole entire career. And I'm not sure why. Brian in Marlboro. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Chris. What you were talking about before about failure,
yes.
I think different teams, we have different expectations of. I mean, to me, the Knicks overachieved. We really don't have a good number two, a solid number two.
Mm.
They were so far behind the Celtics in the regular season. I don't think they could have easily lost to the Sixers. The Rangers, no excuse. That was heartbreaking.
It was
underachieved.
But I mean, I understand that. But here's my point is that, you know, you're right. And if they would have lost to the Celtics, I think I'd have a different opinion. They lost to a young upstart Pacer team that didn't belong on the floor against the Celtics. And I understand at the final moments they lost Brunson and the injuries were just all too much. I get it. I'm not oblivious to that fact. But here's the fact: they could have not been in that position. They had Game 3-1. They blew it. I'm sorry. I understand there is a difference. I'm not saying everything is exactly the same. What I'm saying is that ultimately, in a series against the 6 seed, when you're the 2 seed, it's a disappointing loss. And a lot of Ranger fans, I think. More Ranger fans are more upset, but a lot of Ranger fans, and I talked to Boomer this morning, and he makes great points, and I understand his point. And as a Yankee fan, I've even tried to justify it sometimes when losing by saying, hey, you know, the Astros are the best team of the decade. The Astros know how to win. The Yankees won 100-plus games, you know, but ultimately, they're judged on a standard of you have to win. And this Ranger team was the best team in the NHL. You have to win. And the Knicks were the 2 seed. We want to say they overachieved. Well, you can't stop overachieving in the playoffs. Like that's just how it is.
That has a lot to do with the Yankees and, you know, our expectations every year and the payroll and all that and the pedigree of winning. But ultimately, every one of these sports is a very long season and you can go cold at any time. And even when it's the most, you know, when you think back to the 90s, Yankees teams that won, we could have easily not won a lot of those series. You know, balls have to come back away, you know, strikes, so many elements that could knock you off. You go cold at the wrong time, you're screwed,
Well, I mean, of course, that's what makes it hard. Of course, if it was just, I mean, and that's why I laugh when they compare, like, you know, you'll compare Yankee teams to years of old. All they had to do was finish with the best record in the American League, and they were in the World Series. You know how many times the Yankees would be in the World Series between now and 2009? More than zero. More than zero. But when you say cold, like this is why I have tough time with the Rangers because they won the first 7 games of the playoffs. They didn't come into that series cold. First of all, it's very tough to get to an Eastern Conference Finals cold. It means you've won 2 series. They won the first 7 games they played. They were 7-2 heading into that series. 7-2. Excuse me, 8-2 heading into that series, obviously. 8-2 in 10 playoff games heading into that series. They're coming off a Herculean effort from Chris Kreider in the third period of Game 6 against the Hurricanes. They weren't just cold. They weren't a team that just lost it. I mean, baseball, and that's the difference, too, since we're having this conversation about the Yankees and the Rangers. In baseball, there's really very little, like, strategy. Judge just didn't hit. You need guys to hit. That's plain and simple. That's it. It's the pitcher versus the hitter. Sure, there are ways to attack him, up and in, low and away, blah, blah, blah. Throw sliders to Stanton. I mean, there's ways to attack hitters, and you can make mistakes or make your pitches. I get that. But ultimately, there isn't a style of play that the Astros brought that are just, you know, it's just a bad matchup for the Yankees. They're just good, and they outpitched and outhit the Yankees. With the Rangers, it's not like they were cold or didn't play well or, you know, Panarin just was struggling. Panarin was shut down by a team playing a certain way. And if I have a star who scores 112 points, who led my team here, if you're telling me, I mean, listen, the Pistons had the Jordan rules. It worked for a time, and then it didn't work because he was Michael Jordan. And I'm not saying he has to be Michael Jordan, but if you want to be the best player on the best team, if you want to take the Rangers to a Stanley Cup, You can't just tell me, well, listen, what are you going to do? When he plays teams like the Panthers, he's not going to create because he needs space to be creative, and that's the kind of game he plays. Well, okay. Well, then you have to think to yourself, and Chris Drury's going to have to think to himself, can I go forward with my best player being someone who can be shut down this easily? And this isn't once. This isn't even twice. And I love him. And I've compared him to Brunson and the impact he's had on the team and what a great free agent signing and the less money he took to stay here and blah, blah, blah. But ultimately, he's got to be better. He's got to have an impact in the series. And if you want to tell me his impact was that he opened up things for Lafreniere, not good enough. Not good enough. And as the Garden Party comes to an end and we turn our sights, unfortunately, not to the Mets who are playing right now, as we turn our sights to the Yankees and turn to them as the team who can win a championship, this ride's going to be fun. Enjoy it. Enjoy what we're watching. But we all know where they have to go. We all know the only acceptable ending for them. And it's time that when you have the best record in hockey, you should be on that plane. When you're the 2 seed and you lose to a 6 seed, that should be unacceptable.